Thank you so much for listening to Latino USA. You know, we want to better understand who's listening and how you're using our podcast. So help us out by completing a short anonymous survey at npr.org/podcast survey. One word. It takes just a few minutes, and it really helps support the show. That's npr.org/podcast survey. Thank you.
It's definitely a new experience singing in Spanish because I've actually never sang over a bachata, ever. Good thing I had help from, you know, from my prima and my primo. It was literally Mireia and Andreas, like, sitting right behind me, and I'm, you know, checking back and forth, like, okay, guys, how do I phrase this?
From NPR and Futuro Media, it's Latino USA. I'm Maria Hinojosa. And today, the making of Te Lo Dije with singer Miguel. Last summer, singers Miguel Pimentel and Mireia Ramos collaborated on a song that fused bachata, mariachi, and R&B. The result was Te Lo Dije, a Spanish language reimagining of Miguel's song, Told You So, from his 2017 album, War and Leisure. Miguel is a Grammy Award-winning singer and songwriter from Los Angeles, and Mireia is a lead singer and co-founder of the Latin Grammy-winning all-women mariachi group, Flor de Toloache. Anoche un ruiseñor se asomó por mi ventana. Anoche un ruiseñor se asomó por mi ventana. Mireia is based in New York City, and Te Lo Dije was more than a collaboration. It was actually a family affair, because Miguel and Mireia are cousins. And while they're both part of the music industry, they only met just over a year ago. For this edition of How I Made It, Miguel and Mireia talk about the creative process behind their collaboration on the song Te Lo Dije.
Hi guys, this is Miguel. I'm here with my cousin, Prima.
Hi, I'm Mireia Ramos from Flor de Toloache.
I knew that I had family here that were musicians, but we never met. I just knew that I had these people that were here somewhere in this city. Yeah. Close to.
And then I appeared.
Dulces recuerdos de amor de aquel verano. Tiernas miradas del sol me sonrió. So Mireia and I are cousins, first and foremost. We are related through blood, but we met here in New York through a mutual friend.
My brother happened to be in New York for Miguel's listening party for his new album, and he was like, hey, just come. And he made the connection, and it was like,
Yeah. All the while, they've been on this side of the country, and I grew up in Los Angeles. So we didn't grow up together, or we didn't really know each other up until about a year ago. Maybe just last year.
Right.
The release of the album. Yeah. So December. Are the trees high enough, baby? Leave it so high, your feet won't touch the ground. My grandmother's name is Clara.
And my grandmother's name is Josefina.
And Clara and Josefina used to sing together. With another.
With Elisa.
With Elisa. Oh, my tia Elisa.
Yeah.
They used to sing on radio in Zamora, Michoacán, together.
Yeah, our grandmothers used to sing a lot of the classics of mariachi and boleros.
And as they got older, their lives, you know, took their own paths. My tia Elisa was the first to come to the States, Inglewood, California.
Yeah.
And my grandmother followed and lived with my tia Elisa for, I think, 3 years before she had enough money to bring the rest of her family, my grandfather and my father and his brothers and sisters, to the States.
And my dad actually came with your grandmother.
That's what it is. Yeah.
When Miguel reached out, he was like, oh my God, it'd be amazing to collaborate. Maybe you guys could do a song for my new album in Spanish. Me and Shay, the co-director of the band, we were like, which song can we like transfer into the mariachi genre? So we listened to the whole album. I'm gonna show you the world. Told You So was just kind of fun and it just called our attention.
And the song already is a meaningful song for me. Told You So is a song about the current state of, I think, our overall consciousness as a human race. And it's almost like the devil saying, you can have all that you want, you can do everything you want, but everything comes with a price. As a songwriter, you're hearing things in your head and then you write a song and it becomes its own thing. But they kind of gave it a whole new life. They sent me the arrangement and I'll never forget hearing it for the first time on my phone. They made it beautiful and sexy, but it still has the message.
The title of the track is Te Lo Dije. I told you so, Te Lo Dije. We thought, oh, this would be perfect in bachata. Bachata with mariachi, with the R&B soulful vocals. It's kind of a danceable, sexy track, I would say.
It's much sexier, the way that you guys arrange. Yeah.
And my brother translated the lyrics. And when he did, I was like, wow, in Spanish, everything just sounds so much more dramatic.
It's definitely and poetic. More poetic. And, yeah. Way more poetic.
Yeah.
I recorded the second verse and the second chorus of the song. It was a great first experience to sing over bachata, especially because it was one of my songs. Ay, un mundo al que quiero viajar, solo contigo atravesar. So there's a different rhythmic requirement, you know, and the cadence even to the lyric is different, especially because, you know, the words are syllables for certain things, just how they fall on the beat is a little different than I'm used to. But I was in great hands and we got it done really fast. We got it really, really fast, actually. When we recorded the track, my tío and my tía were there, Mireia's mother and father, as well as my cousin, you know what I'm saying? Andres, who rewrote the song, translated the lyric into Spanish. Man, it was incredible. And obviously Mireia and the entire band.
And of course we had to have a little mariachi.
Had to sprinkle the sauce on there, you know. I think I had a moment because just seeing and thinking about the journey, I felt like their spirits were there. Rest in peace. My grandmother passed more recently. Amelia's grandmother passed last year. So within a short amount of time, you know, it's been emotional, but beautiful.
Yeah, and fireworks for sure.
Yeah.
In the studio.
It's beautiful, man.
It was deeper than just the music, and it felt like we were fulfilling one of their dreams, and unfortunately they weren't able to continue their career as singers, so it was really special that we could do that.
It really did feel like a full circle journey moment. Eyes welled up because here we are, you know, fast forward after decades of sacrifice, that with the opportunities that we have and the success that we have as, you know, musicians, as contributors to culture, to be working together in the same way that our family was doing. decades ago.
Solo contigo atravesar un rumbo que es de la mar. Vamos a escaparnos porque yo sé que tú no es la malicia en mi hablar, pero solo recuerda que este premio se siente eterno.
The words of cousins and Grammy Award-winning musicians Miguel Pimentel and Mireya Ramos of the all-women mariachi group Flor de Toloache. Stream Te Lo Dije in its entirety on latinousa.org. The song is found on Miguel's new EP of the same name. The EP features Spanish-language versions of his songs from his recent album, War and Leisure. It's available for streaming now. This episode was produced by Janice Yamoka and edited by Marlon Bishop. The Latino USA team includes Miguel Macias, Sofia Paliza Carr, Antonia Cerejido, Maggie Freeling, and Sayer Quevedo, with help from Maya Cueva and additional editing by Allison McAdam. Our engineers are Stephanie LeBeau and Julia Caruso. Our production manager is Natalia Fidelholz. Our interns are Caroline Aguirre and Lucas Southard. Our theme music was composed by Zenia Rubinos. Special thanks this week to Rock Nation, RCA Records, and Sony Latin. And if you like the music you heard on this episode, be sure to stop by latinousa.org and check out our weekly Spotify playlist. And one more thing, dear podcast listener, we really love hearing from you. So go to your favorite podcast app and rate and review Latino USA. And you should know, the comments you write help keep us super motivated. I'm your host and executive producer, Maria Hinojosa. Join us again on our next episode. And in the meantime, look for us on all of your social media. Hasta la próxima. Chao.
Latino USA is made possible in part by the Ford Foundation, working with visionaries on the front lines of social change worldwide, the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, and Heising Simons Foundation, unlocking knowledge, opportunity, and possibilities. More at hsfoundation.org.
Rollin', rollin', rollin'.
Hey, it's Ophira Eisenberg, host of NPR's Ask Me Another. And this month, we're celebrating women in comedy. And this week, from the Netflix series Russian Doll, we're joined by co-creator Leslie Headland and actor Greta Lee. We challenge them to not one, but two games about real nesting dolls and fashionable food trends. Listen and subscribe now.
I'm Maria Hinojosa. Next time on Latino USA, we look at what Asian Latino identity in the U.S. means for four Latino USA listeners.
They always saw me as Chinese, even though, you know, we would speak Spanish amongst friends and amongst family members. They always saw me as this other person, and I think that was really hard growing up.
That's next time on Latino USA.